Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of affirmation and wisdom for building a stronger, more loving partnership. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, here to dish out real talk, relatable stories, and practical tips to help you navigate the beautiful roller coaster that is love. Ever feel like your phone is acting as the third wheel in your relationship? Like it constantly steals your attention away from your partner, creating a chasm of disconnectedness? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world saturated with technology, and while it has its perks, those little pings and notifications can become major relationship roadblocks. Today, we're diving deep into the tricky terrain of navigating technology-induced distractions and how to reclaim your focus for what truly matters, each other. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First things first, acknowledge that this is a shared struggle. It's not just you, honey. We've all been there, glued to our screens, scrolling through endless feeds while our partner tries sometimes desperately to get our attention. It's like we're in an invisible competition with our devices for our partner's affection. But remember, your relationship deserves more than a sliver of your attention while you multitask. Second, establish clear boundaries. This doesn't have to be rigid or overly strict. Think of it as creating a safe space where both partners feel respected and valued. Maybe designate tech-free zones like the dinner table or bedroom, where you can truly connect without distractions. Imagine enjoying a delicious meal together, laughing and talking about your day, instead of having your phone silently vying for your attention. Third, communicate openly and honestly with each other. Talk about how technology affects your relationship, both positively and negatively. What are your individual triggers? What feels like a deal-breaker when it comes to phone use? Having these conversations can help you understand each other's needs and create solutions that work for both of you. Fourth, remember the power of presence. When you're with your partner, be truly present. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and actively listen to what they have to say. You know that feeling when someone is fully engaged in a conversation with you? That magic happens when we give our undivided attention, making our partners feel cherished and seen. And finally, remember the importance of shared experiences. Technology can sometimes isolate us, but it can also be a tool for connection. Plan virtual date nights, watch movies together online, or even learn a new skill together through an app. Remember, technology can enhance your relationship when used intentionally and mindfully. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this: Sarah and Mark are having dinner at their favorite restaurant. Sarah's eyes keep darting to her phone every few minutes, checking for notifications. Mark feels ignored and hurt. He sighs, pushes his plate away, and says, "Is there something on your phone that's more important than spending time with me?" Sarah feels guilty, snaps out of it, puts her phone aside, and apologizes. She realizes that while checking emails is tempting, nothing beats the connection she feels when she's fully present with Mark. They finish their meal laughing and talking, feeling closer than ever before. See? It's all about making a conscious effort to prioritize each other over those digital distractions. Remember, love thrives in presence, open communication, and shared experiences. So, my loves, let's recap. Today, we learned that technology can be both a blessing and a curse in relationships. The key is to be mindful of our usage, establish boundaries, communicate openly, and prioritize being present with our partners. Remember, your relationship deserves your undivided attention. Now I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with technology distractions in your relationship? What tips have helped you navigate this challenge? Share your thoughts and stories in the comments below, and let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of relationship wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.